Welcome to Shomach Shalom Nadav, your sponsor, Lui Nishma, Asaram B'Yakov Shalom, Leah B'Sitzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tzayin. So the Gemara Amud Beis concludes by saying that there are three Sfarim that are open in Rosh Hashanah. Shlosh Sfarim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shosh Hashanah Gemurim, Echad Shosh Tzadikim Gemurim, Echad Shosh Beinonim. Right? You have three. Tzadikim Gemurim right away, Nichtam L'Chaim. Tzadikim Rishayim right away, Nichtamim L'Miso. And Beinonim, are going from, they have Ksiv on Rosh Hashanah and Chasiv on Yom Kippur. Right away, just to point that right away, that we mentioned the Vilna Gaon in Maseches Beitza. Because the Vilna Gaon asks that we find all the Gemaras on Amud Aleph, the Gemara told us on Amud Aleph, that Adam Nichta B'Rosh Hashanah and Nichta B'Yom Kippur. So you want to tell me that's going only the Beinonim? Mashal is everybody that way. So the Gaon already says, which is based also in Tosfos over here in Daf, that the Olam Haba, that's where we have the Chiluk. The Din of Olam Haba, Tzadikim right away, Rishonim right away, Beinonim take time. But Din Olam Haba, for this year in this world, everybody goes from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Okay, so that's one you say to know. But the big question is like this, what does it mean Tzadikim and Rishonim over here? So Tosfos tells us that Tzadikim means Ruboy Mitzvahs. Majority is Mitzvahs, the Tzadik, Nichta L'Chaim. Rosha, Ruboy Averus, Nichta L'Miso. Beinonim is half and half. That's what Tosfos says. To everyone to say, maybe the Rashi argues, he discusses it, but that's what Tosfos learns. And so says the Rambam. And then the obvious question is, first of all, so Beinonim is only someone who's exactly half and half, 50-50. How hard it is to do that? Okay? To fight? Second question is a much stronger question. How can you tell me you go based on majority? If you look at Moshe Rabbeinu, Pashas Moshe Rabbeinu had only one Aveira, Pashas. And he was punished for it. Severely. Every person is, there's no such thing as you go based on in the majority. You go, a person is nanish, every single mice a person does, good or bad. He gets rewarded for the good, even if he's a Rosh Gomer. And a Tzadik Gomer does one of error, Tzadik Kudasari gets punished. So here you're going based on majority? How can you say such a thing? So, my Rabbi Moshe Shapir is a Tzal. He always used to explain this Gemara, the Pshat like this. There is two separate dinim that we have. There is a din, which is, who is the person? How do you define him? We find, the Gemara tells us, Tzadikim Yetzer Tov Shevto. Meaning a tzadik, the one who controls them is the Yetzer Tov. Rishayim Yetzer Hara Shevto. The one who controls the Yetzer Hara. Sometimes they do mitzvahs, but the one who controls their deeds is the Yetzer Hara. Beinonim Zev Zeh Shevto. Meaning, what are they, good or bad? Well, it depends. One day he wakes up in the morning and he's in a good mood to do the right thing. One day he isn't depressed, he does a bad thing. Some days it's controlling, so is the Yetzer Tov. Who the person is, most people are 50-50. Then there is every Maisa and Maisa. What our Gemara is speaking about over here is not the numbers, and that's what the Mashmos from the Rambam. It's who the person is. Ruben mitzvahs, the majority is mitzvah, meaning he is tilting, his personality is more mitzvahdik than Rashaim, than Averis. That's who that's his mahalach, then he's tzadik gomer. Rashaim, his whole mahalach is to do Averis, nothing he does have, not the numbers, but that's what pushes him, he's a Rasha. And Beinonim, which is most people, that's people they are on the balance. They have, sometimes the Yetzirah controls them, so the Yetzirah controls them. And the ritual this explained, the Pshat and the Gemara Kedushin. Because the Rambam says that in order to do tshuva, a person needs to do what? He needs to do vidui. He must do vidui. Says the Ran has it on the Rambam. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, famous Gemara, tells us that a person was a Rasha and he went, he did a Kedushin to a woman, and he said, Menat Shani Tzadi Gomor. So the Gemara says, Kedushin Misofik, he's maybe Kedushin. Why? Shema Hira Tshuva Believer. Maybe he thought tshuva in his mind. So because of that Shema Hira Tshuva Believer, that's why he's considered to be a Tzadik Gomer. What about the Vidui? He missed the Vidui. Says Ramoishe, it depends. To fix a Maise, to correct a bad deed, you need to do Vidui. Until you don't do that, you didn't correct the Vidui. You didn't Maise. But for a person to change who he is, to a person to say, I'm a Tzadik, what's going to control me, what's going to drive me in the morning is my Yitzhatoif. That a person could do in a split second, a split moment, that's what he could do. So that's the difference, that's the sfar that you have over here, That's the din of Rosh Hashanah. The din of Rosh Hashanah is to judge a person who he is, and that's very fitting that it happens with Rosh Hashanah Davka, because Rosh Hashanah is Tamlichuni Aleichem. Am I your king or not your king? So a person whose majority goes to that correction, it belongs to the kingdom. Now, obviously, there's then a din also. Person is nidoin on every maise and maise. That's a separate thing. But that's not the din of the Shlosh Rishon Niftachim, the Rav Kaspidoi is mentioning over here. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshova email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.